So coming up, we'll feature an Elvis album, an underrated Elvis album, which really is one of his best. Elvis is Back from 1960. We'll do three tracks from that album during the show, and of course some great hits and some rarer heard songs as well, as we remember Elvis Presley.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always
a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 out of hip-shaking King Creole.
When
the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that saw she wrote. You know it's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. You know it's gone, 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 at a pack of chicken meal grill.
King Creole.
He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know it's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know it's gone, 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 and a pack of chicken King Creole. Something evil, then he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. And when he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, 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 jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, 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 out of him shaking King Creole.
Yeah, go.
You know he's gone, 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 him shaking King Creole.
Two great movie tracks from those very early days of Elvis's life in Hollywood. That was King Creole, arguably his best film. Do you agree? Many fans do. Many fans maybe go for other ones. It's obviously all a matter of what you enjoy watching Elvis starring in. But for me, King Creole was probably the best film and the one that showed him as a really good actor. And of course, based on a book, A Stone for Danny Fisher, written by Harold Robbins. We play King Creole. We did Love Me Tender as well from 1956, from Elvis's first movie. Okay, it's now time to take one of Elvis's biggest songs, but he did not do the original version. We're talking Hound Dog. The original was done by a lady called Big Mama Thornton, written for her by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Her version sold 500,000 copies when it was recorded and released in 1953.
You!
Wonderful Willie Mae Thornton, Big Mama Thornton on the old Peacock record label. That's the original version of Hound Dog. Now, the song's been recorded more than 250 times, but probably the most famous version belongs to Elvis from 1956. His version sold 10 million copies globally. And here it is for you now.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Crying all the time.
You know, I never tire of hearing that great Elvis song. So much energy in that track from the 21-year-old Elvis Presley and his version of Hound Dog. Now, very often, when you had a record that sold in its millions, there were often follow-up songs which were called answer songs. And there was an answer song to Hound Dog. It came from Rufus Thomas.
You know what you said about me, don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you just an old bear cat. You ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. Ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. Oh, rub ya!
Old Sue Bone. You ain't nothing but a bear cat. Been scratching at my door. You just an old bear cat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more.
There's Rufus Thomas with a song that was a massive hit on the Sun record label, but it also landed Sam Phillips in a lot of trouble as well, with the original writers of Hound Dog, Lieber and Stoller, and lots of people claiming rights to both songs. Oh my goodness, it was a little bit of a pickle back in the 50s, but still a great track and lovely to feature it in the programme today. Stay with us, more great Elvis songs and Elvis-related tracks on the way.